The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Happy Hour. We'll start this evening right into meditation. So, taking whatever time you need to settle in. Notice how you are this evening. And bring some ease to the body, to the mind. Perhaps allowing yourself to acknowledge what's here, and if possible, set aside concerns of the day, perhaps provide some rest and relaxation for the body. Welcoming yourself to this practice of the Brahmaviharas, otherwise known as the heavenly abodes, or great places to hang out mentally, with goodwill, kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, and equanimity. Perhaps taking a few minutes to notice, to reflect on what you've been noticing lately in practice, in your daily life, and here in the happy hour evenings. What's been coming up for you? Among the situations or the people for whom you send your practice, are there any people or situations where you'd like to have more balance or more sense of equanimity? Even just a little bit, it doesn't have to be the most extreme situation or person or people that you face. It could be something that you'd like to be just a little more easeful, a little more balanced around. Allowing yourself to take time to see yourself in the situation or with the other person, other people. Notice what happens. What parts of the situation are relatively manageable for you to cope with? Are there any parts that seem to get you stirred up or off balance? When you reflect on the parts that take you off balance, maybe send some compassion to yourself and maybe to others in the situation, depending on what you feel is needed. You know, you could say to yourself, "May I be free of stress? May I be free of dissatisfaction? I care about this situation, and may I be free of suffering about it." Just expressing the intention, But at some point, maybe you'll be able to find new ways to be with it. And you could also, if it feels good to you to do, appropriate to you, you could send compassion to the other person or people. And you could do that to them specifically or collectively as a group. So may you be free of stress, or may we be free of stress. Imagining what it would be like when that could happen. May we be free of dissatisfaction. May we hold this relationship with care and come to the freedom from suffering about it. And just taking your time and allowing yourself as well to express these aspirations, this compassion, in other words, you know, in the words that fit you or fit the situation. Could be, may we find more ease with each other, may we find more balance, may we find it more possible to talk and work together or be together without stress, whichever way you'd like to put it that fits you and the others. The meditation seems too difficult or seems to be getting you thinking, you know, in ways about that make you more upset. Back off a little bit. Send yourself some wishes for kindness, well-being, freedom from harm. Taking your time. Nothing says you have to be with the toughest situation this evening. Work with what feels doable. And find the feeling in yourself or the phrases that support being able to imagine the situation differently, imagine it improving, becoming less difficult for all involved, or just for you. Again, including everything that's here this evening. It's okay, whatever thoughts are coming up, whatever emotions, whatever insights, take note of body sensations. So be here and be present for what this situation that you're contemplating is doing, the effect that it has on you, perhaps the effect that it has on others. We notice the mind drifts away from this or goes somewhere else. Take note of where it's gone with respect, with care. Noticing what is happening with you. Very important. If it's helpful, you could spend some time with intentions towards the most supportive being or person in your life. Sending wishes for balance. Noticing any equanimity that you feel when you contemplate your supportive being. Supportive person, mentor, whoever it is, bolster yourself with what they offer, what you feel from them. Allow yourself to be strengthened by their care for you. Even as you turn and look at more challenging situations, or you'd like to have more equanimity, you could borrow perhaps some of their traits or some of what you see them doing that you admire. Perhaps imagining that you could borrow any trait, any behavior, any attitude that you needed from someone whose practice you admire, a mentor, a teacher, and the Buddha himself. What will you borrow? There's something that would help you have more balance. What would it look like? What do you find yourself connecting with as a resource? Could be sounds from nature, could be memories of an inspiring moment. Noticing what helps you, what supports you. Perhaps stretching the imagination to include thoughts like, is there anything that I could let go of that might help me feel more balanced? Could be an opinion, an idea, an expectation, anything at all about how things have to be. That I could afford to let go of or replace with a new idea. Is there any opinion or idea or expectation about how other people should behave in the situation? What if I let go of that opinion? Is there any opinion, idea, or expectation about how I have to be in this challenging situation? Is there a way that I speak to myself or to others that might need to change? Or even a way I think about things, about other people, about myself, about the situation. What would happen if it changed? Allowing yourself the broadest possible latitude in exploring what's within your control, which is your thoughts your speech, your behaviors? What might you do differently that might make the situation less challenging for you, more balanced? Sometimes we have to contemplate something for a long time before it occurs to us how we might change in order to make the situation more useful for us, more skillful. Allowing ourselves to have as much time as is needed. This doesn't have to be solved this evening. Something we can work with gradually. Try different ideas. I'd like to read a poem that might have some inspiration for different ways that people let go. What are they letting go of? What are they doing exactly? So here it is. She let go. She let go. Without a thought or a word, she let go. She let go of the fear. She let go of the judgments. She let go of the confluence of opinions swarming around in her head. She let go of the committee of indecision within her. She let go of all the right reasons. Wholly and completely Without hesitation or worry, she just let go. She didn't ask anyone for advice. She didn't read a book on how to let go. She didn't search the scriptures. She just let go. She let go of all the memories that held her back. She let go of all the anxiety that kept her from moving forward. She let go of the planning and all of the calculations about how to do it just right. She didn't promise to let go. She didn't journal about it. She didn't write the projected date on her day timer. She made no public announcement and put no ad in the paper. She didn't check the weather report or read her daily horoscope. She just let go. She didn't analyze whether she should let go. She didn't call her friends to discuss the matter. She didn't do a 5-step spiritual mind treatment. She didn't call the prayer line. She didn't utter one word. She just let go. No one was around when it happened. There was no applause or congratulations. No one thanked her or praised her. No one noticed a thing. Like a leaf falling from a tree, she just let go. There was no effort. There was no struggle. It wasn't good and it wasn't bad. It was what it was. And it is just that. In the space of letting go, she let it all be. A small smile came over her face. A light breeze blew through her. And the sun and the moon shone forevermore. That's the kind of inspiring poem. By Sapphire Rose. Some of those phrases sang for you or somehow inspired you, brought meaning to your situation. Noticing that, seeing what it might be like to try that on yourself and see what happens. If you let go of something, what you let go of and how you let go of it might be subtle, like some of what's described in the poem. It might be very, very big, very obvious, very public. Whichever way it happens, the intention is to support what's relevant for you. What might you let go of that would bring more balance, bring more equanimity to you? How might you like to let it go? Gently, very quietly, very publicly. No right or wrong answer here. At earlier points in my practice, when I would hear people talk about letting go, I had no idea what they were talking about. And the idea of just letting go didn't make sense to me. I wondered, let go of what and how? And then what happens? So this is something that fits at certain times in your practice. And you may know it when you see it. And what made more sense to me, ultimately, what started to make sense was the idea of when I had an unhelpful habit or an unhelpful approach to something, the idea of replacing that with something that was more helpful. So trading in something less skillful for something more skillful. And, we may not at first realize when we're in a situation that throws us off balance. We might not know what it is, what our contribution to it is. It just seems the situation's impossible, the person's impossible. And it can take a long time to realize, oh, there is something here that I'm contributing that maybe I don't need to do. And it starts to make sense to relinquish something that's not so helpful in favor of something that is. So when we practice the Brahma-Viharas, the kindness, compassion, sympathetic joy, equanimity practice. These practices are actually ways, things that we can let go into. So we're often starting to realize some of our less helpful habits, the way we think about something, the way we speak about something, the way we behave in a relationship. And habits, we start to see habits like maybe mentally complaining about something or someone. or a kind of nursing grievances or holding on to resentment, things that keep us unhappy. And so when we let go into trying the approach of sending intentions of kindness or intentions of compassion, it actually starts to make sense. Oh, I don't have to sit there and stew about this. I could maybe send some ideas of kindness, some intentions of kindness toward the person or toward the situation. So I think the idea of letting go into can really be helpful, knowing that sometimes you're trading in something, excuse me, less helpful for something that's more helpful. And it takes time to see how that could help you feel more equanimous. But it tends to make sense over time. So a reflection question for this evening might be, what are some old habits or ideas that you know you've let go of as you've learned to practice with, let's say, metta or loving kindness, or you've learned to practice compassion, sympathetic joy? What have you replaced, maybe? That makes sense. And so you could reflect on that in your small group, or anything about equanimity and how you have come to more equanimity with any situation. So as always, we'll be in small breakout groups of 3 or 4 people, occasionally 2 people. And we'll thank you very much, Neil, for being here to support the group and for posting the longer version of the guidelines of the breakout groups, as well as the link to the Happy Hour Google group. But in short, what we do for this breakout group practice is we practice metta, we practice kindness for one another, and we use metta as an acronym, the acronym being M for mindful listening, E for embracing compassion for yourself and for the others, first T for taking turns briefly, maybe share one idea at a time and make multiple rounds of your circle so everybody's voice is heard. And the second T for talking on this evening's topic, and A in metta for avoiding crosstalk, not offering advice or commentary on what somebody else has shared, but when it's your turn to share, just offering from what's happening for you. And it is helpful in the groups to be willing to share. If it's an evening that you don't particularly have the urge to share, you can remain in this room for the next 10 minutes and just meditate a little bit longer. And we'll come back together as a group. So, the breakout group, setting them up. And here we go. Click join. If you'd like to join the group.